Hello.
Yeah, this is David with Local Splash. Were you returning a missed call?
Yes, David, how are you?
Hello.
Hi,
How can
David,
I
how
help you
are
today?
you? Yeah, we spoke. No, remember yesterday we spoke, you sent me an email, you told me you will call me, but at 10 o'clock you never call?
Oh yeah, for sure. Actually, I was just working on your account right now. So I was pulling up your information, making sure that I had you down. Now, let's see. We have you at 954-662-1875. That's J&L HVAC, right?
JBL, not JNL.
Oh, JB&L, that's right. This is Charlie.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, I was just working on your account, and I apologize because as soon as I got in this morning, I had another business owner call me, and he was like, "Hey, I need to set up right now because I have things going on the rest of the day, and it took longer than it was supposed to." So, I apologize. But let's go ahead and get you taken care of here.
Okay.
All right, one second. Let me get all this information.
Quick question. You say when you do that for me, the app that you're gonna do is gonna be on Google and Facebook and what? What next, please?
Yeah, so it's Google, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, and Bing, right? So with
Okay.
Apple, we make sure you have Siri, Apple Maps, and Safari. With voice searches, you will
Yeah,
also have
I'm not gonna
Alexa.
lie. I just do a search and I just did it, so I saw your company. I saw you guys have some good reviews, but business is like that. Most people talk bad, some people talk good,
Yeah, for sure. I mean, over the course of 20 years, it happens, right? And I'll be honest with you, the brunt of the complaint over 20 years is always going to be when we sign somebody up, right, with the first page Google listings. And I always, well, not just me, right? We always go through our timelines and when to expect everything to roll out, right? Sometimes you'll have business owners, they will go and they'll set up their own business profile, and as soon as they set it up, it gets suspended, right? And then they call us and they're like, "Hey, I'm suspended for 2 months and I can't get it out of suspension. Can you guys help us?" So we let them know right out of the gate, absolutely, we can help. But sometimes it's going to take a little bit longer than usual because you're already suspended. So first you need to figure out why you're suspended. Then we're going to challenge it. And then once we challenge it, they'll tell us what we have to do to get you unsuspended. We'll submit that work and Google will process it and then you'll be unsuspended, right? So as a premier partner, we have a streamlined access to that, where we'll get direct communication with Google, emails on every single account, things like that. We share them with our business owners. But for instance, I had one just yesterday and he told me, he says, "Look, I'll sign up with you. But as soon as I sign up, when I get off the phone with you, I want to see myself as a first page listing on Google." And I said, "Sir, you understand that's, if anybody ever tells you that, it's impossible, right? And they're just trying to steal your money." And he's like, "Well, if you can't do that for me," I'm going to say, "Well, I'm going to be honest with him. It's not going to be on from one day to the next. I mean, that's not how it works, right?" Now, as far as the scope of the services being able to roll out, we have everything rolled out within 14 days. We have your business profile optimized, and we're already hitting the algorithms of things that are necessary for that to happen, right? By the 45th day, and a lot of times before that, you find first page listings. Now, are you activated within the Google network? Absolutely. You're activated. Are you being searched and found? Absolutely. And you'll see that in all of your Google business profile. But like I said, some of these guys, when they're suspended, it'll be like 8, 9 days in and they're screaming at us and leaving bad reviews. And as you can tell, we take our reviews seriously. We answer to all of the reviews, right? Especially the bad ones. We respond and we make sure that they understand what's going on, and how we're going to be able to reconcile that for them. So, I mean, like I said, we're very performance-based. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated regardless, right? We have a 4.9 out of 5.0 stars on Birdseye. So customer satisfaction is over 90%. That's one thing that we do here.
Okay, but so with that you're gonna do for me right now. So you think I'm gonna get enough business to keep me busy, right?
Absolutely. So that's exactly what we're aiming to do. Now, with this right here, everybody in your area that searches HVAC is going to be able to find them, and you're going to be able to offer them your services. And that's going to be the difference for us.
They're gonna call me directly, right?
Call you directly. That's right. So there's no middleman, including us. We don't receive that call and then filter it to you. No, it goes directly to you. from the web, and then it transmits into your dashboard.
Okay, no problem. You say it took me 14 days to start getting phone calls, right?
Yeah, well, in not all instances, right? So in 14 days, we have all of your scope of services already laid out there. Now, in the first 5 to 7 days, your directory submissions are going to be live. So, I mean, you could receive a phone call at that time or at the 10th day or 14th day, right? But by the 14th day, you know, websites are up and running. Facebook ads are already out. All your directory submissions are up and live. Your local directories are up and live. Your call tracking is up and live. So all your services are rolled out for you, right?
Okay. We're 49 months, right?
That's right.
Okay. And also, put me right here, this service area, put me like I told you yesterday, Broward County, Palm Beach County, all Palm Beach County, all Broward County. And I have some specific area in Miami. You'll be able to choose it for me. I can give it to you. You can add not all. I don't want to work all over the place in Miami.
Okay. So I have Broward County, Palm Beach County, Martin. We have Aventura, Doral. Now go ahead. What's after those?
Coas Gable.
One more time?
Coas Gable in Miami.
Okay.
Coas Gable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
You got Ibiscayne.
Okay.
You got D'Albert.
D'Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So can you repeat for me? There we go. Also, do you have Pecos? There's a place in Miami called Pecos or Pecos?
Pecos?
Yes.
Okay.
So can you repeat for me? The list for Miami?
Yeah. Aventura, Doral, Coas Gable, Ebbstein, D'Albert, and Pecos.
Okay, you say Aventura, Ibiscayne.
I missed the second one. What was after Aventura?
Ibiscayne.
Ebbstein. Ebbstein, yes. I have Ebbstein.
No, not Ebbstein. Ibiscayne.
Okay. With a C or a K?
K. T. T. E.
Ibiscayne.
Yes, Ibiscayne.
Ibiscayne. Okay, got it.
All right. Also, do you have, can you put Sony Island?
Sony Island, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can you repeat for me now, please, the list for Miami?
Yeah. Aventura, Doral, Coas Gable, Kevistine, D'Albert, Pecos, and Sony Island.
Okay. Also, I think that's it for Miami.
Okay.
So, put me on pause for Martin County right now. Remove Martin County. Just leave.
Okay.
Palm Beach, all Palm Beach County, all Broward, and Miami. Those are specific area in Miami.
Okay. All Broward County, all Palm Beach County, and specific areas.
And Miami.
Miami. Okay.
Also, you can put Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens, okay.
Yeah. I don't go south. I don't need south. South is too far.
Okay. Does not go south to south part. Okay.
Okay. So that's all. I think we're good to do. Okay. Yep. My yeah. service. Can you provide my service that I provide in air conditioning?
Yeah. So that's the next thing we do. What I'm going to need is your hours of operation. What are we doing Monday through Friday?
No, not Monday to Friday. Monday to Sunday. I work Monday on the weekend Sunday. Too.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
Yeah, so you can put the hour, start like 7 in the morning.
Okay.
We close at 12 at night.
Okay. 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you doing any emergency services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can list that there on Google as well, so they know they can call you for emergencies.
Mm-hmm. For emergency, yeah.
Okay.
Also, the service that I provide.
Yep. Now we're good. Now we're getting to services. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Air conditioning install. AC maintenance. AC services. Okay. I give you AC maintenance, AC services. Also, we do.
Are you doing duct cleaning? Are you doing, let me see. There's duct cleaning services. You have Freon services. Obviously, you're doing the new installs.
New install, Freon. So, air duct cleaning. I want to put it, we do dry vent cleaning.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, put air duct cleaning. Yeah. Please air duct cleaning.
Great. Yeah, because that could potentially turn into a new sale, right? I mean, just going and checking out the air ducts, you'd be like, hey, look, all that needs to be replaced, and I'm being honest with you. Yeah, sometimes that happens with people, and they don't even realize. They just want it clean, but it's like, dude, this stuff needs to be replaced.
Okay.
All right. Are you doing any insulation? Like, not installation, insulation, like roof insulation. You know what I mean? Like, where you insulate, you know, either the walls or the foam insulation for, you know, AC to kind of retain the coolness in the house. Okay.
For the little stuff, we don't do wall unit. Wall unit, we don't do wall unit. Okay?
No wall unit.
Yes. Okay. Also, can you put me commercial and residential?
Yeah. So now for our services, this is what I have down. AC install, AC services, we have estimates, we have Freon services, dryer vent cleaning, air duct cleaning, we're doing commercial and residential, and we're not doing any wall units.
No.
Okay. So all that's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, we have Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 12. You are doing emergency services. We have your email listed as blancr980@gmail.com. That's JBNL HVAC at 954-622-1875.
JBNL air conditioning.
JBNL air conditioning.
Okay, did you see my profile clearly?
For your business profile or which profile?
Yeah, my business profile. Did you see it?
Let me pull it up. Yes. In Como Painting and Contracting, pulled you up. Now, I was able to find you. Currently, you're on the third page. You're showing as 23 of 29 results. So what we aim to do is get you from the bottom of that list all the way to the top.
Okay.
And you have 11 reviews already, 5 stars. That's great.
How many reviews? That's just how I got.
What was that?
How many reviews? That is how I got in my page.
You have 11 reviews right now.
11?
Mm-hmm. You have 11 5-star reviews.
No, that's not my page. I don't think this is the correct page. I need to make sure you're on the right page, Ivan.
Yeah, because what I see is in Como Painting and Contracting. Let's see here. Yeah, I need to.
How you type it to JBNL? JBNL, how you type it?
JBNL, Painting and Contracting. There you are. Nope, this isn't you either. JBNL. I'm telling you, it's hard when they're a little bit buried, right? And that's why we keep popping up with all these different things. Yeah. JBNL. Air conditioning. Let's do. I tell you what, I'm gonna run a search in your home. I'm not yet. I'm gonna do a search in your home zip code. Let me see.
Hold on, man. Let me type it. Send it to you, man. Cause I need you to be like on the right direction with me, man. I mean,
let me. No, absolutely. It to you, so yeah, so that's.
Yeah, cause I don't want to put something. You know, I mean, you use another one for Vanilla for me. Cause if I give you my business name, you'll be able to get it right the way I want it.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking for, right? So, for sure, I mean, we wouldn't grab somebody else's profile. I mean, that wouldn't happen. What I'd make sure that I do is our mapping coordinator team is going to be the one that's going to grab that profile, because what happens is we send you out the email right now. If your business profile is
okay.
LinkedIn.
Well, I typed the business name before you send it by email. Can you take a look at it? And your email yesterday, that was, I just sent it to you right now.
Okay. There you go. Just received an email. JBNL.
You see the name of it?
Yes, sir.
Can you type it, please?
Yes, sir. There you are. Plantation, Florida.
Yes.
Okay, you have 35 5-star reviews.
Yes. Can you take a look at my profile, my website, and everything?
Quickly found the problem with my AC. He's also very honest after he was on my system for Brandon. That's amazing. Great service. He worked very clean. I highly recommend this company to him if he needs AC services. This is great. This is exactly what we're looking for the first page of Google.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I'm going to link this one here. The website's directions, call, book online. Great. Okay, let me link this in one sec. And this is the same email address that we already have on file?
I got a special email for the website.
Okay. No, not the website, for your business profile.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Call this one in here. 954-622-1875. Okay. All right, so now I have a profile all set up for us. All right, can you do me a favor and spell your first name for me?
My first name is Paul Uchama.
Uchama, okay. And last name?
Blanc, B-L-A-N-C.
Uchama Blanc, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the email address we're going to put on your profile is going to be blancr980@gmail.com. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Let me update that right there. So the company name is JB Mandel Air Conditioning. Okay. Business address? Oh, you know, I can pull that off your profile. One second. Mm-hmm. Okay. And our zip code. We got all those in there. Now, before we even take like any type of card payment or anything like that, what we always do is we go through a voice verification, right? Now, since we have you on a discounted pre-agreement, it's an added form of protection for you that we send you in writing with your invoice. So, like I said, before we even ask for card information, I'll walk you through this. If you have any questions, just say, hey, David, can you slow that down? Tell me what that means. I'll rephrase it for you. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding, like I said, before any type of transaction is processed. Does that sound good?
Yeah, but I really understand the process. You told me it's going to take me 7 days to get in live, and I mean, you say $349 every month, right?
Yeah, I said $349. That's a flat rate fee, right? So right after we finish this onboarding call, if you have some time today, I mean, right after we finish processing your payment, if you have some time today, we can do our onboarding call, right? So that way, come Monday next week, we're rolling out all the services already. Onboarding call is the first one.
You can do onboarding call. What is it?
Onboarding. So what the onboarding call is, that's with our mapping coordinator. They're going to be getting all the keywords and phrases. They're going to be setting up, like, so all the information that we have here already for your service areas, Aventura, Adora, Cross Gable, Kebestein, De Albert, all these, right? The mapping coordinators are going to be setting up the geofences for you. They're going to be linking in domains, right? They're going to be setting up your call tracking. So that one, it takes about 30 minutes. Once we move on from that onboarding call, we get to the next step, right? That's day 5 to 7, your dashboard and your directory submissions. So that'll all be happening next week, starting
in
Monday.
Aventura and Doha, that's a part of Miami. But so the most colony that I work is all Broward County, all Palm Beach.
It's all Broward, all Palm Beach County. And the specific areas in Miami are Aventura, Doral, Cross Gable, Kevesan, Dalbert, Pecos, Sony Island, Miami Gardens, and you do not go south to South Park.
No.
Right? That's all correct, right? All Broward, all Palm Beach, and then the specific areas of Miami. We have your hours of operation is Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. You have emergency services. Your services that I have down for you are AC install, AC assessment, AC services, estimate, Freon, dryer, vent cleaning, air duct cleaning. We're doing commercial and residential, and we don't do any wall units.
Mm-hmm.
So all that information is correct, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, our zip code 33319, right? That's home base.
Okay, question. When the thing is getting live, are you guys going to let me know?
Well, absolutely. So we're going to be, it's a hand-to-hand process, right? You have 24/7 customer service. You can call us at any time, day or night at the 877 number. I'm in office from 9 to 6 and you have my extension. I'm the director here, so I'm also going to be your account lead.
Okay. Now, I said that I'm going to get the account number.
Absolutely. So you're going to get all that through email. As soon as your payment is processed, you're going to automatically be triggered with like 3 different emails, right? It's going to give you your account.
Let's say today is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Friday. And by next week, I'm going to be able to get live to start getting phone calls.
Yes. Next week, you will be live. So by the end of next week, we should already even have your website up and your Facebook ads already running as well.
The website up, I mean...
Well, your website's already up, right? But if you want any updates, if you're wanting us to do the hosting, we'll have that done for you already by that time. Your Facebook ads will already be pumped out as well.
Yeah, to the same website that I have right now, right?
Yeah, the same website you have. So if you want to keep that website and keep your hosting with them, you can do that, right? You can keep your hosting there. You can keep your website. No big deal. What we would do is link it in for you. Now, if you want to change your hosting, we do it. It's already included in your plan. We'd be hosting for you. The way it works is we would get the website, and we'd make a website like a – to mimic that site, right? To look just like it, but we would have to do some updates. Maybe anything you've been wanting to update, maybe those hours of operation, things like that. So that way we don't come into any copyright infringement issues, right? Because that can be serious. If another company designed your website, we make it look exactly the same, they're going to say, well, that's copyright infringement, right? So we always make sure we're protecting you in that area when we're redesigning the website. So we'll just do any little minor updates you need, and we'll make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay. So let's see here. Let me get this here right here. One second, it's just setting up the profile right now. I linked everything together, so it's setting up your profile.
The phone number, can you provide the phone number and the account, the business phone number, people can call me?
Yeah, so the way that works is, remember, that's that call tracking we talked about? So I realize you probably have your 954-662-1875 advertised in some areas, right? And that's okay. Your numbers will, those phone numbers will continue to come to you. What we're going to do is set you up a Google Business tracking phone number, right? Now, what that number is going to do is whenever anybody clicks online, they'll be directed through that number, right? Straight to your number, 954-622-1875. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, of course. All right. So now, like I said, before we even take any of the card info or anything like that, we're going to go through that voice verification now, okay? So if you have any questions, you just let me know. I'll rephrase it for you. Sound fair?
Okay. So the only question that I'm telling you need to know, you said how many lead per month you think you can bring me? You can bring me like 20, 25. You don't really expect how many lead I'm going to get?
Right, so that's a good question, right, Richama? Now, the way that I can answer that accurately, right, with the best information possible is going to be based off of, you know, the searches that are being done in that area, right? Because when customers are searching that area, we know how many are searching, right? Now, I can't promise you, because on the search for AC services, there was 1,922. I can't promise you 1,922 calls. I hope you understand that, right? Now, I can't promise you a share of those phone calls, right? Because as one of the first paid options with your website and all these things, I mean, you're going to be an option for these people to be able to call. Now, out of 1,922, I can't guarantee you that 70 of them are going to call you in 30 days, right? Google doesn't want us to guarantee, you know, that you're going to get so many calls per day. But what I can tell you is that you are going to have an option out of all of those phones, out of all of those searches that are being done, you're going to be right there to catch them. And that's why every single one of those companies on the forefront is making it right now. Their schedule's full. They have 40 hours every single week because all day long they're getting phone calls for their services. Does it sound fair?
Oh, okay. All right, no problem.
Okay. Now, remember, this voice verification, don't get spooked. If you have any questions, you just ask me. At the very end, you know, if we'll figure out which way we're going, things like that. I don't even have your card info. So even though you agree to everything, if at the end you still have questions, stick around and ask me the questions.
Every month, are you going to build the card? You're going to run it automatically or?
No, so it'll stay on file and it'll be a recurring payment. If you don't want to be charged for the next month, all you do is you contact us at least 3 days before your next billing is due and you won't be charged. There's never any penalties and there's no contracts, no cancellation fees. You just are not charged.
Okay, no problem. I believe you.
Yeah, no, definitely. And in this voice verification, remember, we're going to send this out to you in writing. And at the end of it, it's going to go over those cancellation terms. So you'll hear me reiterate that again to you right here in a few seconds, right?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. So now welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
JBNL air conditioning.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Marblank.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now. Richard, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We're going to provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You do have three options available to you: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like?
The city where I born.
Okay. What would that be?
In Haiti.
Haiti? Okay. So I'm just going to put Haiti. Now, Batama, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, phone call only.
Okay, so we'll make sure that we put phone call as your preferred method of contact. Now, calls, they will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash on your contacts. I'll text that out to you to make sure you have it on your phone right now.
Phone call or text message?
Phone call. So just make sure that you're, you know, responsive to our phone calls. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you the 877 number so it's easy for you to save that. Okay?
It's easy to say what?
To save our phone number in your contacts. I'll text you that phone number so that way you can just save it in the contacts.
Okay, when the call is coming, it's coming directly to that number, right?
You know, no, when we're calling you, it'll come from that number. When a customer is calling you, what you're going to see on your phone, it'll say new local lead. And that'll be
okay,
to your
contact. Okay, what is the number? Let me save it right now.
Yeah, so we'll get that number in our onboarding call. That'll be later today.
Oh, okay. But this is the number I'm going to say when the customer calling
you? Yeah, this is customer service. Yeah, that one, the one when the customer calls you, you'll get that number later in your onboarding. This number right here that I just gave you is for you. It was when we're calling you or for you to call us.
What is the number?
877-635.
One second. 877-635-6225. I got it. I saved it since yesterday. But I need the number when the customer calling me.
For sure. Yeah, we'll provide you with that number, no doubt. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means is, if any other company is contacting you for marketing needs, give me a call at my desk and let me know, hey, Dave, these guys are offering me a pretty gay deal. This is what they're offering to do for me. And I'll let you know if that's something that we're already doing for you, so that way you're not paying for the same services twice, or also making sure that you're not getting scammed and things like that, right?
I mean, if I'm okay with you guys, I'll stay one way. I'm not lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's... Yeah, and that's one thing that we definitely want, right? We don't want you to have to be tied into all these different services.
Yeah, why should I shop around? I mean, if I have somebody who say, okay, I'm happy with your best service, I don't need to be shopping around.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rachama, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 16th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $349. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 16th day in the amount of $349. This will be your reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for the next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Okay, so you do understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
To new, to cancellation?
Yeah, so right now we went over like your renewal terms, which is basically like the payment amounts, and the cancellation terms, which is giving us a call 3 days before your next billing is due. Are you okay with those terms?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's all set up there and done. Now we have Rachama Blanc. Okay, could I get the billing address on file?
33319. The billing address?
Yeah, the billing address. I think that's the zip code.
33319.
Okay. That's your zip code, 33319. Now, what's the billing address? Like the address for the business or the card that you're going to be using today?
4170. Mm-hmm. Inverary Drive, Lauderhill.
Okay. Can you spell that one for me?
Inverary. The street is Inverary Drive, Lauderhill.
Yeah, could you just spell the street for me? I want to make sure that I get it spelled right.
Okay. It's Inverry. No. Inverary.
Okay.
Drive. Lauderhill. Florida.
33319. All right. And is this a Master Visa or Amex?
That's a Visa.
Okay. Go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
The card number is 4741-6590-2142-5607.
Okay. Expiration?
Expiration date is 05/29.
Okay. May 2029. and security code.
Tweet 19.
No, the security code. So if you turn your card over to the back, there'll be three numbers.
Oh, yeah. It's 803.
Let me update that.
Okay, so you're in Florida. So right now it's, what, 11:45?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just pull this up here. Let's look at our calendar. So for Friday, I have one slot for after lunch. It's going to be at 2 o'clock our time, which would put you 5 o'clock your time. Does that work?
5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 p.m. your time for your onboarding call.
Yeah, that's good. 5 p.m. will be good.
Perfect.
By that time, I pick up my kids already, you know.
Yeah, perfect, because I need to get that in right now. It's our last slot.
You're the one sending me the text message?
Yeah, those came automatically from us. That's going to be like login. Like I told you, the ball's going to start rolling very quickly now from here on out, right? So you're going to start seeing, you know, your emails coming through for the information and things like that. So that's going to be your login. I'm also going to send you over some more of your initial invoice, terms and conditions. Your Google Business profile is already live, so I don't need to send that for them. Let me see. Let me get you in here real quick. I need to lock in this slot before somebody else does with Chama Blanc. Okay, and we have 954-662-1875. All right, very well. Let me go here. Let me get that email address, blancr980@gmail.com. Okay, so your calendar invite is about to go to blancr980@gmail.com. You'll see myself. You'll see our client interview team.
Okay. This ad going to be on Facebook? I saw Facebook ad logo. But what about Google?
Yeah, so Google is the base of the service. So Google is your local SEO. That's what it means, Google. Local search engine optimization.
Oh, it's going to be on Google too, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right, so I just, let's see, it should be there. There you are. Perfect. So I got you in. It's going to show 2 o'clock, remember, because that's California time, but you're 3 hours ahead of us. So that'll be 5 o'clock your time.
Okay.
So let's see.
What time is it right now? Is that 10 o'clock? What time you got right now over there?
8 o'clock, that's right. 8:48.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, very well. So I'll be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. Very excited to be able to help you out, Mr. Ruchama. What we're going to be doing now is we can convene you out, and then we're going to resurface after lunch. Well, it's going to be in the evening for you. For me, it's right after lunch, right? But for you, it'll be in the evening. So you'll be getting your call at about 5 p.m., and we're going to go through the onboarding.
You got some company down here you help out too with marketing?
Yeah, we have what? I'm sorry?
You have some air conditioning company you have out here in Florida?
Oh, yeah. We work with a lot of companies across Florida. I mean, we have some air conditioning companies. We have some locksmith companies that we're working with. I have a painting contractor and a landscape guy right there in Miami.
For the AC, I have a couple here. What is the name of it you're working?
Name of the guys that we're working with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Close by me.
Well, that's the thing. They're not going to be close by you because we're only allowed to work with one company per service area, per zip code, right? Those are Google's rules. So they can be across Florida, but they're not going to overlap onto your areas, if that makes sense. As Google Business Partners, and you'll see on that website, that license, that you see that Google badge, if you click on it, it'll give you our details, credentials, you know, things like that, right? That we passed all the, you know, major certifications, all that kind of thing. One of those requirements is that we only work with one company per service area, per industry. So in your area, you're now our authority. You locked in your listing. We can't work with anybody else. Now we'd have to go out. It's going to be, I can look. Let's see. It's going to be probably at least 200 miles before we get to another AC guy next to you, because we don't overlap these things.
Oh, okay.
It's not, it wouldn't be fair to you. You know what I mean? To be competing against your own company with another HVAC system. And for that reason, and not only that, there's 40 companies, right? There's four listings per service area that'll be on the first page. So not everybody can sell all 40 in every area, right? So once they're locked in, you'll have four companies in that area servicing, you know, the same type. So there'll be four AC guys, and each one of them has a different company, right? And we're all paired with somebody.
You send me, this is the password you send me right now, the username for the account?
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be your client dashboard, right? So you can use those passwords to log in, and you can start taking a look at that stuff. I would also recommend you download our app, because that's going to be, you know, a lot seamless, a lot easier for you. Just put the app on your phone, boom, it's ready to go, right? You're accessing it all the time. You're getting your updates.
Send me the link for the app. I can download the app, please.
Yeah, so that one's going to be there too. So when you open the email and you scroll down, it'll say, click here to download the app.
Okay, let me go back to my email.
Yeah, I'm still working here. Anyway.
I saw access for dashboard. Click on it.
Hello? Again, Richama? Yeah, what was that?
I saw this say access your dashboard.
Yes.
Click on it.
Yeah, click on it so you can access your dashboard. That's right. That's your Google Business Analytics dashboard.
I need to know how to download the app.
What was that?
I'm trying to download the app. I don't see the link for the app.
So on the email, let me look at the emails we just sent you, and I'll show you what it's saying. Access your dashboard, so click there. Okay, let's see. Richama, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google, okay, you don't worry about that one. Your business profile is already verified. Here are credentials for your client dashboard. That's your username. I don't see your password. You can log into your account. And my looks is it. Okay, let me open this one.
Which link you say I can download the app, Mr. Daniel?
Yeah, I'm pulling that up for you so I can walk you through it. No worries. So when you clicked on access your dashboard, what did it tell you?
It asked me to log in. I log in. And then they say right now, ops look like your subscription is not active. They say, reactivate your account now to keep you.
So the reason why it's showing you that one, that it's not active yet, is just because we haven't gone through the onboarding call, right? Once we go through the onboarding call and your directory submissions go live, it's going to have data to transmit. So right now, there's no data for it to transmit because the data isn't live yet. Does that make sense? Because remember, it's LinkedIn.
But yeah, it's LinkedIn. If I download the app, it will be better for me.
Yeah, that's right. You download the app. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to download that app once we get this live. So that'll be done right at the end of our onboarding call.
Okay, no problem.
So let me get this in here. Let me go to your file and then let me get that one. All right.
All right, Rachama, so we got you all set up for now. The next thing is going to be your 5 p.m. onboarding call. So I'm sure you already got your reminder for that one. And, we can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene later on today at 5 p.m. your time. Sound good?
Okay. All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right. You have any questions? You have my extension. I'll be here, and then I'll be calling you back at 5, okay?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. I'm waiting for you.
All right. Sounds good, Rachama. Welcome to Local Splash, and then I'll be touching base with you here in a bit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one, partner.
Mm-hmm.